Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, muted.
Are we on?
Not again this week. Come on, Linda.
What the heck? Hello. Folks, I don't know if we're being heard or not.
Yes, I can hear you. They might be able to hear me now because I had to call in on my cell phone.
Oh,
but
well, with BTR, I'm beginning to wonder at the last 3 weeks how hard it's been to do anything.
I don't know what's going on other than, well, we don't, 5G. I've sent out, okay, but here's the deal. We got another caller on the line, but this is one that usually likes to listen to us. And nobody's in the chat room and stuff. People aren't doing Blog Talk anymore, so I would save your money and do watch parties on Facebook.
I'm getting ready to cut it off and go to something else anyway. Actually,
but the deal for our listeners, we will put out there where we go.
Yeah. For people that have come into the archives, because I got friends that go to the archives because they're working right now.
Right.
And, you know, we're getting so close to everything just exploding, Linda.
Every day.
You know, apparently reading comprehension was not a big subject in college in the last 30, 40 years. Because
how about 50 or 60?
Oh, these people read something, and I don't know how they get what they get out of it, because none of the words mean what they try to say they do. It's just ridiculous.
Well, which person are you speaking of? Idiot?
Pick a Democrat.
Yeah.
Well, see, no. Those clowns, they're not real bright. They do know how to read, but they're diabolical. They lie to you. And it's the same format as the Garden of Eden. Okay, Satan is the author of all lies. Who the hell do you think they're listening to? Do you think they're listening to God?
You brought that up, and I want to tell you what's happened to me this last week. I had a guy come to my house, a friend of mine, very religious man, wanted to pray for me. I'm praying for me, and he told me some things about I let too much things rest upon my shoulders. I need to get it off my shoulders. And I do. I take all the things that we talk about, I take all this to heart, because I am woke up, and in reality, I'm scared for the future that's coming for the children of this nation and the world.
Right.
You know, it's so, so ridiculous. And the other night I was laying there in bed, and God kept telling me, Timothy, Timothy, Timothy. And I had been in an argument that day with the guy about eating meat. And I got into my Bible and I started reading Timothy. This is like 2:30 in the morning, Linda. I could not sleep. And as I read, I got to the fourth chapter of 1 Timothy, 1 through 5, and I knew then why God had awakened me. Because right there in God's Word, it talks about the evil people will try to make you abstain from meat. But meat was a gift from God to his children.
Well, right. I mean,
that,
everything.
After I knew that, Linda, I sat there and finished what I was drinking, and I went and laid down and slept like a baby. But then I go to church that Sunday. I got people coming up wanting to pray for me because God's going to lift the burdens off my shoulders. And I got to tell you, since that day, I have felt refreshed, rejuvenated.
Good.
That weight is gone.
I know.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to quit doing what I'm doing because, as they told me, you know, they understand what I'm doing is for God. I'm trying to wake up and wake as many people up to the truth before everything breaks loose and goes to crazy. And it's about to happen.
I
warned people for the last 10 years about this global agenda. They took too many, you're talking about a century or more to get this thing into place. And to see it all get tore down, knowing they're never going to get another chance to do it. Folks, they got to go all out. If that means kill, that's what it means. But they've got to go all out because they can't start over. And once everything starts falling apart for them, as we're seeing, the veil starts coming back and we're starting to see, okay, who are really the corrupt people? And we're seeing, look at the Ukraine. I made a post and now there's all kinds of stuff. But I'm the first one to come on there and said, look at the Ukraine. You got Biden's son, Pelosi's son.
I know, but wait. I posted that one, and you, I think you said you liked it or shared it or something and it was a 2-hour special, and boy, Glenn nailed it time.
On Glenn Beck, yes.
Yep, he nailed it.
He nailed it flat out, you know, and if you notice on Facebook, you're starting to see a lot more anti-Soros posts.
Yes.
The
I got 214. Who's on the line with us?
You don't remember me, huh, Linda?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Mikey B.
Where have you been?
I am stunned. You don't remember me, Linda.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was, but I thought, oh, God.
I'm teasing you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. It's been so long since we've seen that number.
I know.
So
and
what,
I figured
what do you...
this is the last roundup. I had to just chime in.
Well, we don't know what we're going to do because Block Talk, I've had so much trouble calling in on Skype or any other method except my cell phone. And it's not the same as having a really neat headset or whatever. And I've tried to clear my computer out, you know, with getting all the cookies and stuff, and it doesn't work. So I think BTR is throwing up. But anyway, so we're just mulling over all the craziness. And we were talking about the Bible, and when he was – you know, Bill was talking about the, was it 1 Timothy? Anyway.
First Timothy 4, 1 through 5.
Okay, the other part of this is when you're talking about the animals of the earth, this is in Genesis, if I'm not mistaken, that the humans will have
animals
dominion over the earth.
Meat.
Yeah, well, and dominion over all of the birds and the fowl and the fish in the sea, et cetera, and the beasts on the land.
Yeah.
So. This is and Mikey's talked about this too, about the docileness, and I know Bill has that a lot of this stuff out of Europe, Eastern Europe, and all this nonsense, which would be Hegel, Marx, and the rest of this crap that's been permeating this country and was imported after the founders died off. I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, you guys can take it from there, but they have been wanting
to
destroy us for a long time.
Yeah, but the problem is that we humans are procrastinators. We always have to be pushed into a corner before we fight. Instead of fighting at round one, we seem to want to wait to round 10 when we're at the brink. The only problem, though, this time is why the New World Order can win. It's because now the devil has something he's never had before, and that's technology. And the fact that we can just be wiped out, or records, everything, and literally be out on the street as some unidentified entity. And you look at Facebook, like I have two Facebook profiles without my real name. And I haven't been able to post for almost a year. They've gone back 3 years ago. You violated community standards because I wrote the word Muzzy, and they would cut me for 30 days. And then I would go back on, and then a couple of days later, they say, 3 years ago, you said this, you're banned another 30 days. And that's been going on for like a year. And, you know, Alex Jones, he's off of Twitter. He's off of Facebook. Yep. He is getting a lot of radio contracts, though. On terrestrial radio.
You brought him up. I was talking about him today. Go back when Alex Jones was investigating the Bohemian Grove. And what you see see on Epstein's Island is the new Bohemian Grove. They moved it after it was exposed by Alex Jones.
Well, right. And they laughed at Alex. They laughed at Alex about Bohemian Grove. Now it's mainstream media. Everybody knows about it. They laughed at him about the Bilderbergs. Now the regular media tells you when they're going to have their meeting. It's so naked and exposed. And this Trump impeachment.
Oh my God!
It's all about de-electing a guy that the globalists just don't want in office. Before that, you would just blow the guy's head off, you know, three shots and back into the left. They don't have to do that anymore. They could just convene a hearing and say, we just don't want him as president. It's really good. We're all going to be dead before this happens, but all the numbers show that all of this is going to be gone within 20 to 35 years. And I've talked about that. Be it the real estate market, the separation of the haves and the have-nots, you know, that gap is widening and widening and widening. And it's just a matter of time.
Here's, you know, I get what you're saying.
We have slowed them down because they were at Agenda 21, then they went to Agenda 2030, and now they're talking about Agenda 2050.
Yes. Well, they're changing.
Which I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
if you go to the UN website, if you go into the UN website, you can read about Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 or Agenda the proposed.
You can go
agenda
to many sites, and that's one of them, yes. And here's the thing, the original one, see, they kept doing this, and a lot of this was under Bill Clinton, too. Let's face it, none of these little bastards are any good angels. So they called it the Sustainable Development for the 21st Century. That was what the original thing was. And
no,
so
it's even before that, Linda. Under Reagan, it was the Argentinian Accord. Reagan was no better, folks.
Yeah, they all bow to these globalists, and because they don't want their head shot off.
Carter was even into it before Reagan.
In our lifetimes, it's only Kennedy and Trump that have not bowed down. You see...
Yeah,
where that's going. So.
And both of them took on the global one world order.
Yep, they did. I mean, I know Kennedy, he was trying to expose it, but they got
him. Trump has something that Kennedy didn't have. Because at the time, Kennedy didn't have anyone out there with any kind of power that was really around the globe that was really assisting him. And Trump does.
Well, also... Trump has an outraged public that Kennedy didn't have because nobody knew anything.
That's true.
We didn't know.
No. Uh-huh. We were complete innocent babes. We knew nothing about this.
Exactly.
This global
elite
nonsense.
We had no idea.
Oh, and you know, when we all woke up was 2008. Oh my God! And it hit us like
Obama.
A ton of bricks.
Obama woke us up. Absolutely. Actually, 9/11 did, and then Obama.
Yeah.
But really, 9/11 was the tipping point. When
that was the big
we started
flag,
waking
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
2006. I woke up to the illegal alien problem and I started fighting against it. But in 2008, I realized that the whole bringing in all these people illegally and stuff was just a small piece of the global
agenda.
Of
the puzzle. Yeah.
And it really started with the Immigration Act of 1965.
Oh, yeah, and that was good old
Teddy Kennedy,
who's roasting in hell for that, too.
They made it tough for whites to come in from Europe and open the doors to third world oppressed, really very controllable, not too intelligent individuals.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Now they do everybody's lawn.
Exactly.
Right. Now they do everybody's lawn and their dishes.
What they want is easily controlled people.
A slave class. And they're getting it.
I'm sorry, but the American public does not fit that agenda. We are not an easily controlled people. That's why we
are. You sure about that, Bill? Maybe you and I aren't, but you want to look outside our windows?
I know.
Very controllable.
Oh my God.
It's called welfare. It's called Medicaid.
When I look out my window, all I see is trees.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, metaphorically. They've got a very controlled. It's called blacks and Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, some guilt-ridden,
libtard
white.
I'm proud to say that I've got local Hispanics that are legally here, have been for generations, and they side with me and go right out here, and they'll protest against illegals.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying as a slave
class. Trump has a higher percentage of Hispanic support than I don't know who, as far as
in past history.
He has
back in the day.
He has a higher percentage of black support. That's just freaking the Democrats out.
Well,
because
hopefully Trump will still be president by election time, and they'll come out and vote.
The huge numbers.
Yeah. Well, I hope they all come out and vote if Trump is still our president and is allowed to run for re-election. Because that's where you put your mouth out. That's where you put your money where your mouth is in November.
I agree with that. But you've also got to have those other people. You got Franklin Graham out there telling the Christian, you must vote.
Yeah. Well,
the other look, as far as the elections go, I think that I heard a little bit of Rush today, and he said that because he had a caller talking about all this nonsense, you know, with the impeachment stuff, and it's such horse mare, you know. And he says elections have consequences, and when you sit home on a midterm, this is what you're going to get. And he says those people would have had no power if we would have kept the House and the Senate. This wouldn't be going on. They wouldn't even be near it. People like Schiff, that pencil neck piece of garbage, somebody needs to snap that neck like a twig. I can't stand that thing.
No, I know what you're saying, Linda, but there's even some Republicans supporting it. The fact that Obamacare wasn't overturned, I mean, if
that
didn't tell you.
Roasting.
But even still, if that doesn't tell you who's what, I mean.
The whole thing about Obamacare is Obamacare passed with the majority of the public against it.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
Well, they
was really against it, but they still did it anyway.
It just goes to show you we really don't have that much power, right? I mean, look at California. They voted against same-sex marriage. The feds overruled it.
They've done it so much here. Oh, it started. Believe me, when I woke up to the commie Mexifornia nonsense was when they overturned, 187 or whatever, and these evil courts, the leftist courts, everybody, it was like unanimous practically on the ballots, because back then this was it wasn't quite even a purple state then. I think it was still more red, Republican conservative, and the evil courts decided to just undermine everything. They do it all the time. They did it with our gas tax. The people in Sacramento, they're going to roast someday as well.
I'll bet your state's really ticked off now that they're going to take that tax money that was supposed to go to fix roads and stuff and use it in their liberal agenda.
Well, yeah. No, this has been going on forever. Look, we're at $3.95 at the lowest and about $4.95 someplace downtown San Diego. Yeah, these people are evil. They're just I can't stand this state. I can hardly wait to get out of here. But
your gas price is $3.95? No.
Yes, it is, and it's getting worse because
they're
serious? Evil.
Down
they're
here,
lying.
It's 212. Oh,
I know. In
God.
Dallas, it was. I looked up on Gas Buddy. They said Dallas had 205 the other day, and Arkansas was 230, and other places.
No,
I think.
No reason to have gas like that.
Holy cow! 395.
Here's what the, and what they'll
these
do.
Bastards.
What they'll do is they'll make it like it's the gas company that's screwing people.
No,
and the truth is, the truth is, the gas only costs 60 cents a gallon. Everything you
know,
pay over that 60 cents is taxes.
That's right.
Well, here's what's going on here, because I've listened to people who get it and people who don't get it, like the libtards that, you know, I can swing a dead cat and you had a million of them around here. And it's horrible. And these people are actually believing the lies of the left, thinking that that the other states are not charging for their gas like here because they don't have enough regulations because they're all polluters. And I'm sitting there, and of course my head's exploding when I'm hearing this nonsense. I have to keep my mouth shut because I don't want to start World War III and, you know, lose a friendship of 35 years or whatever it was. And it's crazy.
But that's where I have that hard problem, because most of my adult life, my biker life and all that, somebody said something I didn't like, I throat punched him or something. And I can't do that anymore. I've got to sit back and just kind of, you know, unless they touch me, then I'll do it. But, you know, I have to sit back and you try talking to these people and using facts and statistics.
Oh,
and
they don't want to hear that.
You're just going to get insulted and cussed. You're just going to get insulted and cussed.
Right. They,
look,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what it is? It's like holy water onto it, sprinkling holy
yes,
water on
there
a
you
demon.
Go. There you go. There you go. I'm telling you, if I wish, you know what they used to do, Mikey, when the players would take the Gatorade or whatever and dump it on the coach, I'd get one of those big barrels filled with holy water and go up to Nancy Pelosi and a few others and get them all together and watch them melt. I'm serious.
I'm glad you brought up her name. You know, no one has talked about this.
The mother of immorality.
Listen to this about Nancy Pelosi. You know, if Trump were to get impeached, Pence becomes president. You know that. Do you know
they're
who becomes vice president, folks? Speaker of the House.
Well, she's just next in line. They don't make her VP. They just keep her in the House according to the Constitution. I don't know how they fill the VP spot. Maybe they have a special election or something, or somebody appoints one.
That's how Ford moved up. Ford was Speaker of the House. Spiro Agnew was Vice President. Nixon was President, right? Spiro Agnew resigned. Ford moved up. Then Nixon resigned. Ford moved up again. There you go. That's how it works.
Well, I'll have to look it up thing.
They're already trying to bring up impeachment things and go after Barr and Pence. They're trying to take those three out.
Well,
guess who moves up? Nancy Pelosi.
And if you want a war, you put that mother of immorality in the White House and see what happens.
Yeah. And she'll be president for a year because they think they're going to get this done by November.
Hey, if the likes of Pelosi and some of these other big-name Democrats who come from crime families, they owe John Gotti an apology.
That's for sure. You're looking at the real mafia.
Oh, good, we got Yola.
All right. Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. On Friday, October the 4th, 2019, if you go on c-span.org and look up encryption technology and law enforcement, William Barr, our federal attorney general, is actually, and this just happened on Friday, he's pushing for the CIA and FBI, all these intelligence agencies, to have more control to continue to spy on we the people. And I'm like going, when I heard him say it, I was like,
really?
You know, I keep hearing people talking about one world government.
I got to tell you something. Spying on the people. Every phone call that has ever been made since the phone was invented has been recorded. You got TVs that watch you. This has been going on since they invented the remote control.
Yeah, and they all laughed at Jones for bringing that up, too. They all laughed at Alex Jones, and now they admit it.
Well, the problem is you're not saying it's okay to do it just because they've been getting away from it. I mean, getting away with it, are you?
No, I didn't know
about this until Alex Jones said it, a few years ago. And then he stopped talking about it, and then he started talking about it again last year. And that's why on my laptops, I cover my my camera holes.
Yeah, but with the AI and the robotics, coming in and stuff, they're going to be able to manipulate the system even worse. And then, they finally get to a position where they feel they have more power and control to actually do stuff. And then they're just going to continue to – and I'm talking about the corporations, not really the government. You and I and most of us on this call probably know that the corporations – at least the shareholders, the big money bag, captains of industry and Federal Reserve.
They married the government. It's a marriage.
It's
a corporate political marriage. And we knew that since the 14th Amendment when we became a corporation in 1868.
They've been controlling us since 1791. We have never had the United States Constitution. You and I have been slaves the whole time. Dude, think about it.
Yep.
You today are not free, and you are not self-governing. If you don't do what they say the laws are, you go to jail, or if you don't pay your fine or whatnot, then they'll just send a lynch or a bunch of jackbooted thugs to throw you in jail. You don't have any self-governing.
I lived on my motorcycle for 6 years. I was everywhere. I was free to go where I wanted to go, and I went. Nobody told
That's
me
true.
Where I could go and when I could go or what I could do and what I couldn't do.
Those are good things,
years.
Bill. But you know what? When you really get down to it, and I know Mikey and Constitution Hour used to talk about this all the time, and we've talked about it from the creature from Jekyll Island. There was a whole thing on Facebook about it. I think Patrick Rohrbach was putting it up there for me. And if you really think you're free, whether you have a motorcycle or not, go out and try to start a business and then tell me how free you are.
Well, you see, what Bill is really honing in on is that in the microcosm,
yes,
in our daily activities, we
right.
have more freedom.
But that's
We look free, but in the macrocosm, Constitution
right.
is right. We are not. And look what they did to Thomas Jefferson. They almost took Jefferson's plantation in his old age because he couldn't pay his taxes. Imagine that. Nobody knows about that, but they exempted him, and he was able to keep it. But could you imagine that? Not even 100 years after the Revolution, Thomas Jefferson was going to lose his property because he couldn't pay his taxes. I thought the Revolution was about taxation.
Look
at that. And nobody really talks about that. And that was only a third president was going to go homeless. Think about that for a minute.
I know.
There was only one reason to tax. And that was in time of war to defend the country. That was the only time to tax. And then
federal income tax, yes. But Jefferson was going to lose his home for not payment of property taxes to the state of Virginia.
My question would be, going back to this impeachment nonsense, are you guys serious? You think that whole Senate is going to try and convict President Trump?
He could be impeached in the House. That part's going to be pretty easy.
That's as far as it goes.
And then in the Senate? But here's the thing. Even let's say he's not impeached, they are still sending a message to the American people that no matter who you vote for, if he's not a ball player, we'll just de-elect him. And that's the message that they're sending.
That message they're sending is, you people have no say. We own you. And that message is not going to resonate with the American public. It's not going to resonate very well at all.
I know. But how do we stop them legally or constitutionally from ever doing this crap again?
You have to have an amendment to override the First Amendment.
We have got to vote. We've got to vote on that.
Trump doesn't make it easier.
Now is the time for the Tea Party. Where the hell are they?
I know.
Trump,
coming. Don't worry.
The Tea Party has been absorbed. But, you know, Trump doesn't make it easier on himself. Why is he abandoning the Kurds? I'm sorry. I disagree.
I know.
He's aggravating the situation.
So, how many troops are you talking about? Because it's a total less than 100.
But still,
I have no idea. But it's not the point, Bill. It's the image. It's the image he's projecting.
It's not the good image.
And the media can spin that. Oh, look at Trump. He's abandoning our allies. You see, he gives sometimes cannon fodder. I've been in and out of his foreign policy, and he gives cannon fodder to these people, and that's not a good thing.
Well,
so here's the other part.
I'm pretty sure that Assad and the Russians are not going to let him take Syria.
Yeah, but the American people don't know that, though. That's the point.
Yeah,
it doesn't look good. See, it's politics is all perception. There's nothing to do with facts and logic. It's perception.
We have been fighting somewhere. We have been the police somewhere in the world. We're still in damn Afghanistan. We still got some people in Iran. It's time that some of these countries, why are we interfering in the Middle East? Because no matter what we do, they're still going to fight and kill each other.
Yeah,
well,
but
the Kurds need our
Assad,
help.
When Assad did not have to deal with ISIS, Syria was a safe haven for Christians. It was. You can look it up. And that's the spin
that the media can
use on Trump. He's abandoning the Kurds. He's abandoning the Assad regime. And if Syria folds, ISIS will – they could redrum that whole thing. And it's true, though. Christians had a lot more freedom when Assad wasn't under siege than they have now, right? Because Syria has lost ground and all that.
You are 100% correct on that. 100%
It just doesn't look good.
Gaddafi wasn't a threat to anybody. He had turned around. He was going the other direction.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, yeah, exactly. Saddam didn't have a damn thing to do with 9/11.
No, he did not. But I thought he did.
He held all the tribal warfare and stuff inside of Iran. He held it in check with his iron fist.
Yes, he did. And I didn't know that. So when I used to watch CNN in 2000, because I didn't know any better, and then when 9/11 happened, oh, baby, I got a heart on, excuse me, but I did, for shock and awe and all that other crap until I got educated.
Yep.
But again, you have an uneducated populace. So at this point in time, to back out of a Turkish threat to Syria and to back out of that, it doesn't look good. And it's perception.
No.
And it's more cannon fodder.
Yep.
It just doesn't look good. And then when Trump sided with Nikki Haley about sanctioning Syria, because those chemical attacks, Assad did it when all of the evidence showed, no, they bombed a depot inadvertently of chemical weapons that ISIS owned because they were attacking ISIS. And when they bombed that compound, they hit a depot full of chemical weapons and it went off. But the Syrians weren't the owners. ISIS was. But Trump went along with, yep, we're going to put sanctions on Assad. So his foreign policy in that area has been dicey at best. And that gives his enemies fodder. So he screws himself sometimes. He just does. He doesn't make it easy on us.
Well,
and then we got to try to defend him even when he's wrong. Just look at the alternative.
You have to understand, this is a guy who's looking at everything like you would look at a new car. He's walking around the issue, looking at it from every angle he can. And he plots. He strategizes. He may be luring Turkey into something. You don't know.
Well,
I know this right now in this country. If Donald Trump is taking out a place and we got to put up with the Democrats taking, We are done. All our hopes rest on what rest and keeping that man in place.
I agree. At least we, you know, we'll have 4 years of some kind of sanity. I'm just looking at stuff. And when you talk about the meltdown, Mikey, because there's a lot of people speaking on it, not too many in the media. When you look at Medicare and the unfunded liabilities and Social Security, they're not going to last forever with this nonsense. It can't sustain itself. It can't.
Social Security wouldn't sustain itself if they were stopped robbing the funds. I mean, that's the problem. There isn't money.
Well,
the problem is they take the money and they put it to something else.
I wish the three of us could sit down and read everything out there to see where every penny of your tax dollars are going. Who is funding their families using our tax dollars? Who is filling their pockets using our tax dollars?
See, that's the
and
problem.
Why are our tax dollars going to such stupid projects as shrimp on a treadmill?
Money is not the problem.
Exactly. It's not the issue. It's what they do with it.
It's just a distraction. Let me share it with you here just a moment.
If we cut all the crap of Washington spending and we actually got down to paying our real debts, we would not be in such a bind. But we can't. It's not that we don't take in enough money. It's that our elected spend our money stupidly.
Yes.
The money thing is nothing but a psychological scam in order for them to use the means to track you and surveil you because you want the money. They get to look at all the data mining with their AI and the robotics to find out who's making what so they can continue to string you and I along. Money, they can get as much of it they want. All these big multinational corporations that sit on the board of directors, they have hedge fund organizations that have direct access to the Federal Reserve window. They can print all the money for themselves they want. The only reason you and I have to pay taxes and to have all that money issue where they can monitor it is because they want to make sure you don't get enough power to try to overthrow them, and they can track everything you do so then they can decide whether the laws need to be changed to tighten you down where you don't have any control.
Right. Here's the thing about the tracking. The tracking is one thing. The monetary system is complete other kettle of fish. It's fake money. It's debt. It's enslavement currency. It's a means of exchange that we need, but it's dishonest. And I mean, if you guys can find it on YouTube or wherever you can find it. Oh God, it was called the Truth About the Real Creature or something like that. I'll try to find it and post it.
Do you mean Andrew Russo's from Freedom to Fascism?
No, it's
that had a lot of it.
It's a little bit better than that.
I'd like to ask this guest. Then what do you think we should do in this next election? Should we be fighting for Trump to stay in office, or should we be waiting on the Democrats to put us under socialism?
Who's that question to?
That was to the gentleman that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we can't just do one or two things. We got to do an octopus full of stuff because these people that are sitting in these marble ivory towers that are plotting all this stuff against us, there's at least 3,000 or 4,000 of them people, 60 different families, and over the years throughout the generations, they've continued to train their kids how to maintain their control, and they're setting up, they're plotting how they're going to continue to maintain control from 100 different angles, and you and I are talking about just trying to deal with 2 or 3. So we got to get our act together to be able to multitask on a much greater level, or they're going to just use Trump as another one of their little destruction toys to continue
to... We have to start somewhere when we make a stand. And the best place to start is right there at the White House. And then we gotta show up in elections and put all these people like you're talking about out. Then we want to demand an investigation to every elected official's insider investing and trading from the local levels to the top. Every one.
Well, look.
What about having a line item veto for every legal United States citizen so that way no matter who gets into office, if they try to use the government as a weapon to, you know, burden or encumber you, then you get to go say no.
I think we should have an amendment that we could use our Second Amendment, a little bit more and start tattooing their foreheads. I know it's stupid, but
the National Convention is that safety valve.
Are you talking a convention?
Yeah, that's Article 5.
I'm all for Liberty Amendments, Article 5, Convention of States, but we're dealing, and I agree with the caller that we have to, you know, be able to walk and chew gum at the same time and have multifaceted answers. But
I do agree. I agree with him on that.
You know, might be too late. It just might be too late.
Chad and I have been saying this for about 10 years on the radio. All we're doing is holding ground till God gets back.
And we're losing ground. That's right. Without divine intervention, the devil wins this time.
I think we've been seeing divine intervention because so far, everything they have thrown at Donald Trump has bounced off and bounced right back in their faces.
That's why they're doing the impeachment thing under no constitutional basis whatsoever.
No, none.
They've read the transcript. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
but they're just doing it in their mouth right now.
They're doing it because they
can't.
They've been right at 3 years, and all they've done is try to get rid of Trump. They haven't accomplished a damn thing.
And they'll
vote them out. This is a de-election.
Here's the thing.
Look at all the money. Look at all our money they are spending.
I know. Well, okay, we can't stop them without, you know, taking up arms, but look.
And that's why they're going after the Second Amendment. You hear Robert Francis O'Rourke, I will never call him Beto. The man's an Irish sham. He's never going to be president. He has
no
support.
God.
But the fact that they've used that language on the debate,
if we use the rule of law that they claim to be upholding against them, then we can. Look up the words extrinsic fraud, dispossession, and arrogation in the Blacks or Orens or Ballantyne's law dictionary, and you can start to see if we can try to convince each other to understand how the law works, then we can actually hold them accountable to that which they say they uphold when they don't. That's why they're running roughshod over Trump with all these impeachment and these investigations is because they're violating the predication rules for determining the evidence and the facts. Before you even get an investigation, you have to justify probable cause, and they're just throwing, you know, fruit of the poison tree under the bus and out the window.
But is the populace even really interested? I mean, you're not allowed to talk about this stuff at work. You can't talk about this stuff at church because the churches have sold out 503C. They've sold out to the government. Linda, almost all of them. I mean, if you want
to
be tax exempt, you got to shut your mouth.
You've never been to my church because my pastor will sure stand up and call a sin a sin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he is 503C and if he gets caught, he'll lose his tax exemption. I'm just saying.
He's retired from the
corporation. But see, that's all not against –
He finances his own church, this church.
Okay.
He don't expect his people to have less than him to pay for something.
Understood.
Yeah, see,
but what's his audience? 0.00001 of the U.S. population? See, that's my point. That's my point.
It's a small church.
There's a lot of them like that. And they're on every corner, even here.
In my area.
Yep.
There are probably 200 little churches like this, just in my little area.
Your area is going to be the last stronghold. I don't know.
We got more churches than any other structure there is in this county. The biggest number of structures.
I got 20 seconds. We're going to be done. We got them here too. I was looking at them all on my way to church. We got them on every corner, Mike, and there's a lot of conservatives here people don't know about. I thank you guys. Maybe we'll be on next week. We'll try to figure it out. Sometimes BTR works. I got 10 seconds. God bless.
Thank you so much.
There's no constitutional basis for hardly any of it.
Hey,
I agree with that.
We can talk in archives.
We're in archives, baby.
Yep.
Amen. Good night, y'all.
So, it's difficult, but, you know, I have read the back of the book, and the battle's won. He's defeated death and risen, and, you know, he's reigning forever. So I'm not concerned about any of it, except I know we may have to go through a lot of hell here on earth because the Jews did under Hitler, and horrible things happened in the Ukraine under Stalin and all these other places like under Mao and stuff. But where do you think those people are going to go? You know where they're going to go. They're not going to, the Lord doesn't know them. He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Matthew 7:23.
Amen. Yep. So kids, I think Yola's gone because she had to go lie down, and she said hello to everybody: Becky, Chad, Joe, Mikey B, everybody.
I miss you all.
And it's time to feed my dog.
I can still message you on Skype, Mikey. So if we ever get a chance, I will. But
my Skype is messed up, man. When I reloaded it, all my contacts are gone. It's retarded. Do you still see me, Linda?
I think I can still see you. I'll have to go back and look. Let me see.
I don't get it. I mean, I've lost you. I'm in touch with the one angry Jew off and on.
It says Michael Brown, but it just says you're yellow that you're not on the thing. Do you want me to try to Skype you? I'll try to message.
And then I'll try to reload my Skype again and see, because all my contacts are gone. Not that I haven't. I mean, I lost Ron and everything.
You know. So anyway, I was thinking about this today because I haven't been on an airplane for a while. And somebody was talking about going to cabins in Indiana, and I think it was Ken Taylor. And I was on Facebook, and I said, oh, my God, I've been there so many times, and I loved it. It's like one of the best things to do in the summer. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. It's, like, super neat, extremely serene. So. And Bill's right, he's shown me all these places back there because I've been there about 5 times. And I think if it really melts down, I'm going to have to either go to Galena, Missouri with Patrick Robach or up to southern Indiana and wave my arms and let Bill come get me from Delaney Lake.
Because
that's about the only place I'll be able to remember how to get to. But, you know, they'll put me in the woods and we can hide from the evil ones. Look at our Faraday cages, right?
Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, I spent 3 hours with 2 friends. One's a guy that was a Navy SEAL for 28 and a half years, and one was an Army Ranger for 20.
Yep.
I'm just glad that I'm not 30 years old, because I think everyone 30 and under are going to see the end.
Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
I believe that. And I get out. I try to get my voice to the young people as often as I can.
Yep.
So all the numbers show where all of this is headed. You can't deny the statistics. You just can't.
That's true. And so next July we got to get together, and I'm talking to Yo about it. I'll be calling her maybe tomorrow morning, and say, you know, see how she feels about it. I know she wants to go back too. It's so much fun to get the group together. Mike, you got to do it. I should get a hold of Robert Kaplan down there in Sarasota, Florida. Get us all up there. That would be fun. That would be great.
Well, time to feed my dog. So
okay, kiddo.
It's
take
been
care,
real.
God bless. Thank
you.
That was great.
And we'll just see how everything unfolds. It'll just be interesting the next 6 to 12 months.
I'm putting my faith in the Lord, buddy. Every day. I pray.
Bye. I wish she would just come and get this over with. I don't know what else she needs to see. Haven't we proved that we're F-ups? I mean,
brother,
how bad does it have to go? I mean, come on.
Yeah, wasn't the Epstein deal enough?
He's got a few more sheep to gather.
He will.
Yeah, I guess.
He's about had enough. I guarantee you he's about had enough.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Mike, I'll try to Skype you.
All right, folks. Yep. Do that, Linda, and let me see if that'll, like, shake it or something.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I got to run. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey.
Are you guys familiar with American Statesman?
The who?
American Statesman. You know, blogtalkradio.com/American Statesman. Their call-in number is 347-857-4364. They come on right after this show at about 10 minutes from now.
All right, let me see what's happening. I got to go back to a couple other things, but thank you. American Statesman, I'll try it. Thank you.
I think you guys got a lot of perspectives that could, you know, definitely we need to share to more people.
All right, well, thank you very much. Have a nice night.